Sri Lanka showed off its military hardware during a victory parade today to celebrate the first anniversary of the defeat of the Tamil Tiger rebels. The conflict that killed more than 80,000 people ended in 2009 when government forces crushed the rebels who had fought for a separate state for ethnic minority Tamils, claiming decades of discrimination by the Sinhalese majority. The executive director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka, Dr. Jehan Pereira, says that although the majority of the displaced Tamil people have moved out of refugee camps, they are unable to rebuild their society.
They are very much disempowered. They are not living as a cohesive community. They are scattered here and there. They are living in the midst of large numbers of Sri Lankan troops. I mean, the military has been trained to govern them responsibly, so I wouldn't say there's anti-Tamil sentiment as such. But the fact is that civilian population is being looked after by armed soldiers, which is not a healthy state of affairs. We have to, 1 year after the war, it is important for the soldiers to go back to barracks and for the regular civil administration to be established and take over all aspects of looking after these people's lives and helping them to reintegrate and to rehabilitate themselves. That is not happening. That's very slow in happening because I think the government is still very conscious of the security threat